This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته جزاك الله خير Thank you for joining us night number 17 of Ramadan 2020 Ramadan 1441 and getting very close towards those last 10 nights of Ramadan and in fact you know the last 10 nights of Ramadan we know it's in search of the night of Laylatul Qadr the holiest night of the year nothing really that you can find anyway in the Sharia in Islam that gives you a reward quite like Laylatul Qadr it's a lifetime of good deeds we imagine this month of Ramadan where we all increase inshallah in ibadat you know a month of fasting and hopefully a month of extra salah and reciting of Quran and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to think if we could do this 1,000 times and more in a perfect state what kind of reward can we expect I mean that is really what is up for grabs in the next few nights that is towards the end of Ramadan but even the 17th of Ramadan there are many scholars of the opinion that the 17th of Ramadan is very special many important events happened on the 17th of Ramadan for example the Battle of Badr occurred and so if there were to be there are some opinions that outside of the last 10 nights even the Laylatul Qadr happens that it shifts and it moves and most of the times it's within the last 10 nights and the odd nights but outside of the last 10 nights of Ramadan then really the 17th of Ramadan is highlighted as being a very special occasion as a very special evening and just many things happen in history on the 17th of Ramadan so something for us to maybe try a little bit extra this evening inshallah and of course as we get closer to the end of Ramadan to increase every night a little bit more in salah and in adhkar and in Quran may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us we need it so much this year Ameen. To continue with our tafsir alhamdulillah so 2 days ago we spoke about the people of Jannah and what it is like in Jannah what we aspire for as we to motivate us as we you know fast why are we fasting why are we praying this is what we want to get to that place in Jannah and want to have that moment where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he greets us personally with that salam may Allah grant that for all of us but of course as we mentioned yesterday there is another destination and this is the reality of life whether we like it or not whether you know whether it is difficult to accept or not this is the reality that all of us will die and all of us will have to be confronted with one of those two destinations it's either Jannah or the other place as Allah mentions in the Quran yesterday as Allah said in Surah Yasin hadhihi jahannam allati kuntum tu'adun this is Jahannam that you were promised this place that was promised islawha al-yawma bima kuntum takfurun so now burn in it those of you who have disbelieved in it who denied it and so unfortunately it is a very difficult topic to talk about but today we'll take a moment to describe Jahannam itself what is inside Jahannam what does Jahannam look like and so the idea is yes that we feel afraid and we feel scared but as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that there is this place and there is a way to avoid it and how to avoid it is of course to do our best in this world to prepare ourselves as a wiqaya a barrier protection between us and Jahannam so a'udhu billahi shaitan rajim we begin with a tour what is Jahannam like so let's start with the names you learn a lot about something by its names so the name Jahannam comes from Jahannam which is a torture chamber this place is a place purely for harm and for pain it's the whole purpose is there to be a place of misery and hardship of its names al-jahim and as-sa'ir and both these meanings refer to a fire that is blazing a fire that is hot that is raging that sound a fire makes when it's roaring like it's almost angry jahannam is alive and it makes that sound al-hawiya we will find in surah qariya wa ma adraka ma hawiya hawiya is a chasm a deep hole so if we imagine and we You know, as we imagine Jannah, we try to imagine Jahannam, yeah, and of course Jahannam will exceed our worst nightmares. It is this massive deep hole that one falls into it, filled with fire, and it is pitch black. Of the names, of course, and this is a very difficult name as well, As-Sakar, La Tubqi wa La Tadhar. It is something which, when it burns straight through. Nothing touches Jahannam except that it burns it completely, it blackens it. Of its names is Al-Khutama. Al-Khutama is something which crushes you. So not just the imagery of a place that is burning and it is hot and it chars you, it is also something which crushes you, like, you know, maybe like a dump truck, squeezes everything. And Jahannam is described almost like a living creature that swallows its prey. And once it's inside its bowels, it pushes it everyone together. May Allah protect us. Ya Allah, as Allah says in Surah Humazah, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْخُطَمَةِ It is the نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُقَدَةِ It is the fire of Allah. Allah actually calls it His fire. That He's fueled. He Himself has fueled this. And which will crush upon the people in Jahannam. May Allah protect us. Jahannam is a huge place. A chasm. A deep place. And we know that it will be filled with people and jinn and all the things that were worshipped besides Allah inside of it, and it has many, many levels. As Jannah has levels going higher and higher up until Firdaus, Jahannam has levels going deeper and deeper in. And the deeper you go, the more painful and the more torturous is the punishment. We know on the day of Qiyamah, Jahannam will be brought forward, like Jannah will be brought forward, and it will roar and it will scream and it will be like this wild beast, and it will need to be chained down. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that to hold Jahannam down, there will be 70,000 ropes or chains holding Jahannam. On each chain is 70,000 angels. So if you do that 70,000 by 70,000, it's 4.9 billion. Billion angels are trying to keep Jahannam in place because of its extreme anger on the day of Qiyamah. And the imagery, so subhanAllah, again, if we close our eyes for a moment, of the stages of Qiyamah is that the trumpet is blown and the people waken up from the state of death, and they are shaken out of the qabr, and they are pushed by the angels, and it is a state of panic. And then Jahannam will be brought to its full capacity, and it will be roaring and screaming from a distance. So Allah says in the Quran, when the hellfire sees them from a distant place, they will hear its fury and roaring. So Jahannam is coming closer, and we cannot see Jahannam, but Jahannam sees us. So like the imagery is of a predator seeing its prey, and all the people can hear on Qiyamah, all of us, we will hear its screams and its roar and its fury, like a furnace that is ablaze. Jahannam has 7 gates. Unlike Jannah, Jannah has 8 gates. And in that, subhanAllah, we take some hope that it is easier to get to Jannah, that Jannah has more access points than Jahannam. Jahannam has 7 abwab. So as Allah says, وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمَوْعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, that surely hell is the promised destination for all of them who did wrong. لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِنْهُمْ جُزْءٌ مَقْسُومٌ, that it has 7 gates. For each of these gates is a class of sinner assigned. There is a type of sin that will enter a person in Jahannam. So of course there are more than 7 sins, but 7, you know, very specific sins. And in fact there are 7 major sins. When you look at the hadith, there are sabatu mubiqat, 7 sins that are severely destructive. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us from it. And it also shows you, entering Jahannam, Allah says, it is for a specific reason. No one will go to Jahannam unfairly. There's no such thing as an innocent man that will go to Jahannam. Everyone that is going to those gates deserve to go with them. Allah protect us. So after the people of Qiyamah are brought forward, there will be a moment, as we said, Qiyamah is a very long period and has many, many stages. There's one period when Jahannam is brought close and the people are terrified. When we get to see Jahannam, people will completely lose their minds, knowing that this is where we could possibly go. Even the Anbiya, subhanAllah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, they will lose all sense of security, and they'll all say, nafsi, nafsi. The only person, the only man on that day that will still have a sense of himself is that of Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, who will have the courage to go and intercede on behalf of all of humanity, and specifically his ummah. And this just shows you the caliber of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, rahmatul alameen. And then there will be a period of complete silence, as Allah Himself comes on the day of Qiyamah, and then there'll be questioning and the weighing of the deeds. And finally, when the people of Jahannam are deemed guilty and they are told, then Allah will say, خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوا, then take him and throw him into Jahannam. So remember, Jahannam, as we said, it is a chasm that you fall inside. And Allah says, when they are thrown into it, they hear from it the dreadful inhaling when it boils over. So anyone who's maybe, you know, you've boiled a cup of water and then you put a spoon inside, and as it boils, it erupts. This is what happens every time someone is thrown in. Jahannam erupts and it pulls and it inhales. It literally swallows this person in, and it almost bursts. The ayah says, it bursts with rage. Every time a company is thrown into it, its keepers, I mean the angels of Jahannam, ask, did they not come to you a warner? Did you not get a reminder? As we go through Surah Yasin, this is not a surah for the Quraysh or the people of 1400 years ago. This is for us, a reminder of all those miracles and all those signs Allah is saying. What are you going to do with these reminders? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. The sound in Jahannam. So as we said, and this is why we went to weigh up the sounds of Jannah and the sounds of Jahannam. In Jannah, we said the sounds of the birds chirping, the animals, not just birds, they are special animals of Jannah. They are the songs of the Khuru'een, the rivers flowing, the chatter of the people of Jannah, the laughter of the people of Jannah, and of course the salam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What better than that? In Jahannam, you hear
the screams of the people of Jahannam, the torment, the crying, and you hear the roaring of the fire of Jahannam, and it's inhaling and being inside of Jahannam. And I mean, that is, imagine being swallowed by Yadubullah, by like a snake or something, and being alive inside of its belly. This is what Jahannam is like. So you hear Allah says in the Quran, and as for those who are wretched, they will be in the fire. For them, there is an exhaling and inhaling, and that is of course Jahannam roaring. And the people, of course, when they are dragged to Jahannam, chained up and thrown inside of it, they will fight and they will scream, but there is no escape on that day. There is no escape from the torment of that day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions of the weather of Jahannam. What is it like to be inside? What does Jahannam feel like? We know that the Prophet ﷺ says in a hadith that Jahannam was heated for 1,000 years and its fire turned red. And then it was heated for another 1,000 years and the fire became white. And then Allah heated Jahannam for another 1,000 years, so 3,000 years, and now the fire is pitch black. So Jahannam, it is fire, but unlike the fire of the dunya, which gives off light, the fires of Jahannam is pitch black. So another scary thing is, you imagine you close your eyes and you are in a room and there are, you know, creatures that can harm you. There are places that can burn you, not being able to see as well where the torment is coming from, and being chained up, not being able to deflect this. This, subhanAllah, is an added frightfulness of Jahannam. The weather of Jahannam. Now this ayah is one of those ayahs that really capture how severe Jahannam is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Surah Waqiyah, في سموم وحميم وذل من يحموم لا بارد ولا كريم. Allah mentions three things of Jahannam. In Jahannam, there is wind, there is water, and there is shade. But the wind of Jahannam is scorching fire, and the water of Jahannam is boiling, that it actually is so hot that it dissolves whatever it touches. And the dhil, the shade of Jahannam, is black smoke. لا بارد ولا كريم. It is neither cool nor beneficial. Now the ulama mentioned that if the things of Jahannam, which are meant to be cold, water, wind and shade, these things are cold. If these things burn and choke and dissolves and scorches, then what about the hot things of Jahannam? What about the fire of Jahannam? What about the rocks of Jahannam? Allah protect us. Where do the people of Jahannam live? In Jannah, we mentioned that people will live in these palaces more than our minds can imagine. It will be so huge, on these massive estates. Prophet ﷺ says, when one person of Jannah, so you and your best friend, you will live side by side in Jannah, but your houses will be so big and so far away that it will look like stars. You'll say, there in the background, that is Ahmad's house, and that one is Fatima's house, and your palaces, and you'd visit one another, and free to move and roam without sleeping. SubhanAllah, that is Jannah. As for Jahannam, Allah says, وَإِذَا أُلْقُوا مِنْهَا, and when they are thrown into a مَكَانًا ضَيِّقًا, a cramped, narrow cell, bound in chains. So the feeling of claustrophobia, you imagine a cell burning, boiling hot like an oven, being locked inside there and being tied up and wrapped up in a chain. Allahu Akbar. They will cry out there. And so then when they are in this state, Allah says, Allah protect us, دعوا هنالك ثبورا. They will ask Allah, Ya Allah, destroy us. We don't want to go out. We don't want anything. Just destroy us. Just let us be destroyed. And it will be responded to them. Maybe the angels will say to them, do not cry this day for one destruction, but cry for many, many destructions. Keep crying, for it will not avail you. The angels of Jahannam, as we know, have no mercy in them. They're not even able to smile. Their purpose is just to inflict pain. We'll talk about them. They're called the Zabaniyah. The food of Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about food as He speaks about the food in Jannah. Whatever your heart desires, the more you eat it, the sweeter it gets. There is also, unfortunately, food in Jahannam. The people of Jahannam, it is mentioned that the food is so terrible and that it is painful eating the food of Jahannam, that the people of Jahannam will not want to eat the food, right? And as time goes by, the hunger will increase until the hunger becomes so unbearable and so difficult. The thirst becomes so much that they have no other option but to eat from Jahannam. And what is there to eat? May Allah protect us. The only thing that grows there is this rotten fruit of Zakkum that grows at the bottom of Jahannam. If one piece of it were to touch the universe, it will rot everything. And so the people of Jahannam will swallow this thing. And when they swallow a piece of Zakkum, it will cut and dissolve and rot their insides. And then to stop themselves from choking, they will drink, and they will drink the boiling waters of Jahannam. Or even worse, it will be forced to them. The only thing they will be able to drink is Hamim. And Hamim, what is Hamim? This is the blood and the pus and the pieces of the people of Jahannam as they are being tortured. bits of them are floating down to the bottom of Jahannam. It is boiled and fed back to them. This is the food of Jahannam. Allah protect us. As we, you know, we eat now the food of the dunya, we just can only imagine that there is this place, this terrible place. And what Allah requires of us is to do our best to avoid Jahannam and do our best to get Jahannam. Allah grant all of us a protection. We continue. What else is in Jahannam? In Jahannam, of course, every single person, there are creatures, besides the angels of Jahannam that torment the people, there are creatures. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, of the creatures in Jahannam is a long snake, camel-like snake. So a camel with a long neck like a snake, and wherever it is in Jahannam, it bites and it stings the people. There are spiders and scorpions. With them, there's a venom, and this venom causes the people in Jahannam even more pain. For some of the people of Jahannam, they will be in the company of other inmates and they will be tortured together, cursing one another, fighting one another. And of course, for others, it is complete isolation. They're in complete blackness all the time, darkness in the cell, being tortured. May Allah protect us. The worst thing of Jahannam is, of course, the most severe of them are the angels of Jahannam. Allah had created 19 angels called the Zabaniyah, and with their leader being Malik, and his only purpose, their only purpose is to torture and harm the people of Jahannam. And as we said in Jannah, as the experience of Jannah increases, the torment of Jahannam never lessens. You never get used to it in Jahannam. It gets worse all the time. Just to be in Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if a nafha, if the breeze of Jahannam were to touch them, they would say, woe to us, indeed we have committed sin. Meaning before the people enter Jahannam, they will feel the breeze of it, that puff that comes out of it. It will be so severe that the people will say, Ya Allah, we have been sinful. We take everything back, Ya Allah. That is before they even enter Jahannam. Prophet ﷺ says, Allah will take the person who received the most blessings in the dunya. He had kingdoms, he had money, he had women, he had everything. And he will just be exposed to Jahannam for a blinking of an eye. And when he is removed from that, he would say, I've never felt any happiness in my life. That moment of Jahannam, the horror of Jahannam, is enough to make everyone forget any blessings that they had. The Prophet ﷺ says that the person who is least punished, only his feet will be in Jahannam, and he will have shoes, yet he will swear by Allah that he is the most severely punished. Then of course we have someone like Fir'aun, fi ashadd al-adab, and the people of the munafiqin fi dark al-asfali, that they are in the worst, their entire bodies are immersed inside Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us, and as we in the dunya plead and we cry, the people of Jahannam will plead and cry as well. They will plead to Allah and they will plead to the angels. Then they will say, oh, our Rabb, our misfortune overwhelmed us and we became a people astray. They will say, Ya Allah, we made a mistake. We were wrong. We forgot you, Ya Allah. Send us back so that we can be good. Give us another chance. Bring us out of this. If ever we were returned and become evil, then indeed we will be sinful. Ya Allah, just let us go out. We will be the perfect believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not respond to them. And this is perhaps one of the saddest things, is that you are cut off from the mercy of Ar-Rahman. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows these people no mercy at all. The people will cry out to Malik. We said this angel of Jahannam, the warden of Jahannam, they'll say, Ya Malik, let Allah put an end to us. You speak to Allah to end us, just end us. Enough, we've had enough. And Malik will say, no, you are here forever. That is the sad thing, that there is no hope for the people of Jahannam of coming out of it. Those who, wa'iyadu billah, are disbelievers, the eternity is in Jahannam. So we know that from what we understand, that some believers, because of their sins, if it's a major sin, they will be admitted into Jahannam and they will have to serve their sentence, and then one by one they will be taken out. And so the people of Jahannam, their hope is they will see the doors of Jahannam opening and some people being taken out, and there will still be that hope in there. But can you imagine when that last man or woman is taken out, and it is said to the people of Jahannam, now the last person with the lowest form of Iman, he has been taken out, now the doors of Jahannam are closed for eternity, no one is leaving here now. That moment when all hope is over, what is that feeling? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can't even understand that feeling. And so it is said to them, then be patient or impatient, cry, scream, sit, be calm, it doesn't matter, it is all the same for you. You are only being rewarded what you used to do. This is what you deserve. And so spending time in Jahannam, as the Prophet ﷺ says, the people of Jahannam, all they will do is they will weep and they will weep and they will cry. They will cry all their tears dry, then they will start crying their blood. And they will just cry and cry non-stop, feeling regret and remorse. What did I do in the dunya? How could I have been different? How could I have, you know, how could I have ended up in this place? Their faces will become cut with these tears, and the amount of tears and blood will accumulate so much that it will be oceans and rivers. And then, of course, this is something which we all need to be aware of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is not one of you, meaning not a single person, except that you will have to cross over Jahannam, over this bridge. And it is only through our deeds and the mercy of Allah that we either survive or cross that bridge or we fall inside. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us as we go through the month of Ramadan. As we know, the hadith says the doors of Jahannam are closed. They are physically closed, and of course the meaning is entering Jahannam is very difficult in the month of Ramadan. And this is the month where Allah exonerates and frees more people than in any other time of the year. That every day there is a moment where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the list of people of Jahannam and he exonerates them, he pardons them. And so this is the month where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that only a loser, really, really, only a person that has no hope is unable to get forgiveness in this month. So the opportunity now, especially in the last 10 days as we get there, the last few weeks, the 2 weeks of Ramadan, may Allah forgive all our sins. May we never ever experience Jahannam. May a lecture like this be the closest we get to Jahannam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon us and forgive us and uphold us to account for our mistakes. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.